Welcome to the Alibaba Advanced Success Guide. And before we get into what we're going to be talking about in this course, you might want to consider, why would you want to use Alibaba to source products? And mainly it's because e-commerce in and of itself is positioned as a market for fast growth. Now, Alibaba makes it easy to source products that can be retailed anywhere online and or offline. And the internet has now made it easy for small business and individuals involved in a home business to get involved in e-commerce for very low costs. In fact, it's now easy to launch any new product in an online store at any quantity. It's now easy to get traffic once you understand a few basic advertising principles, whether that's for YouTube or whether or not it's for Google or whether or not it's for Facebook. You understand these principles, you are able to get traffic again for a relatively low cost. It's now easy to get customers to feel comfortable purchasing online. Internet marketing has basically evolved, and now customers feel very comfortable using their mobile device or their personal computer to buy goods and services that they need. As a result, online and mobile phone sales are growing at a rapid pace when you consider them as a percentage of all the purchases made online. So now, what are we going to be talking about in this course? We'll be talking about what you need to know and do beyond the basics in order to make money using Alibaba. Now, it takes more than common sense to find a good product. It takes a willingness to be patient and follow a logical process. Not following this process can result in diminishing startup capital and weakening your selling position. Understanding the process will result in quickly finding suppliers on Alibaba that will help to make you profitable. It will actually help you to determine sellable markets first. That is the hallmark of finding good products and what we'll be discussing in this course. Now, there are a few ways to look at finding products on Alibaba, but you must avoid a get-rich-quick mentality. Arbitrage, which is buying something that sells at a low price and then selling at a high price, can work in the short run. You'll see that you were able to create great margins, causing products that are almost instantly sellable. However, this can be deceptive, because with software tools, apps, and affordable analysis tools, it is easy for someone to come behind you and offer a similar or even loss leader price. Often, big players will wait for smaller players to uncover opportunities and then flood the market at a lower price. While you get to know the marketplace, it's a good idea to use this course to learn to find products with a great margin. Of course, you'll go through all the right procedures to make sure that you're choosing a great product for your customer. But in the long run, this isn't what will make you competitive in the marketplace. Successful retailers using Alibaba find ways to add value to what their customers are getting. Therefore, as you evaluate products, one of the things that you must always ask is how you are going to make your product attractive over other products like it in the marketplace. Once you master the mechanics of finding market opportunities, the secret to sourcing good products on Alibaba will be determining how they fit into five areas which we will address in this course. 1. How will I or can I increase the value of this product? 2. How will the product help me to build a brand? 3. How will I market the product? 4. How can I increase my cash flow and buying power to get better pricing and better terms on the product over time? And 5. How can I develop better relationships with the company, supplier, and representatives to work through problems? Now, in this course, we will be discussing all of those things in addition to giving you a marketing plan to go forward, not only to sell your product successfully, but also to take your brand and to build a business if that is your desire. So with that, thanks, and I will see you in the first video.